This time we'll give it an hour before we hit it again. He was stubborn, that bastard. We hadn't been there 5 minutes before I spotted evidence of that bad storm from the north. Raven? He looked. He didn't have nothing to say. He just sighed and helped me watch the lightning. There wasn't a cloud between us and the stars. Chapter 25. Toad Killer Dog, carrying the Wicker Man, eased over a ridgeline, halted. He shivered. For leagues now, they had sensed the presence of that place over there. An aura ever increasing in intensity and its ability to irritate. If they were sons of the shadow, this was a fastness of the enemy, a citadel of light. There were few such places left. They had to be expunged when found.
"Strange magic," the Wicker Man whispered. "I don't like it."
He glanced at the northern sky. The creatures of the tree god were up there somewhere, just beyond sight. This was not a good place to be, sandwiched between them and that place. The Wicker Man said,
"We'd better do it fast."
Toad Killer Dog had no desire to do it at all. He would bypass, given a choice. He had choices, of course, but not many. He might get away with defying the Wicker Man once. That once had to be saved. In the meantime, he responded to the ego of the Wicker Man, doing the insane, the stupid, sometimes the necessary, biding his time. The army presently numbered 2,000. The men had collapsed in exhaustion the moment their commander stopped moving. The Wicker Man summoned 2 to help him dismount. They were rich men, everyone. Their packs bulged with the finest treasure taken from cities their masters had devoured and from fallen comrades. Few had been with the army more than 2 months. Of the 2,000, only 100 had crossed the sea with the Limper. Those who did not desert had no cause to be optimistic about a long life. The Wicker Man leaned against Toad Killer Dog.
"Scum," he whispered. "All scum."
Close. Most, with any spark of courage or decency, deserted quickly. The Wicker Man eyed the sky. A faint smile stretched the ruin of his mouth.
"Do it," he said.
The soldiers groaned and grumbled as they stood to arms, but stand to they did. The Wicker Man stared at the temple. It abused his confidence, but he could not discern any concrete cause.
"Go!"
He slapped Toad Killer Dog's shoulder.
"Scout it, damn you!"
He then assembled the surviving witchmen from the northern forest. They had not been much use lately. But he had a task for them now. There wasn't a breath of warning. One moment the night was still, except for the chirp of crickets and the uneasy rustle.